This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
Coming up, National Insurance Commission indicates readiness to penalize insurance companies that violate established regulations regarding industry-approved tariffs. Also in this bulletin, Finance Minister attacks Ghana Investment Promotion Center to be heavy on domestic investments to boost the economy. Later, the Joy Business Van follows the story of Theophilus Asifo Abuaji, who is navigating the path to success in engineering. We have details of these and many more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. The National Insurance Commission is set to penalize insurance companies that violate established regulations regarding industry-approved tariffs. According to Acting Commissioner of the NIC, Michael Kofi Andor, this will go a long way to dispel the negative perception about insurance and boost the sector. He highlights instances where insurance companies charge rates exceeding the industry-approved fees. He was speaking on the Joy Business NIC Insurance Dialogue.
It happens that the tariffs, business lines on which we have tariffs, are minimum tariffs. And the companies,
the floor.
Yes, they can charge above that and not below that. So isn't it interesting why they are always struggling to charge below the tariffs and not above the tariffs? It's a big struggle, and we've been trying to deal with it. The lowest hanging thing is that if we find out, you know, you don't catch every thief, but those that you catch, you deal with them. So,
Michael Landau is the acting commissioner of the National Insurance Commission. Away from that, Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam has advised the Ghana Investment Promotion Center to be heavy on domestic investments to support the government's agenda to boost the economy. This, the minister says, will increase the country's domestic investments estimated at 14.5% of the size of the economy in 2023. Dr. Amin Adam was speaking at the inauguration of the Mutual Prosperity Partnership Committee for Private Sector. We shall bring you that sound subsequently. Now, the Office of Registrar of Companies has so far recorded positive responses from companies along the North Industrial Area in Accra regarding queries on renewal of registration, among others. On the third day of its inspection exercise, the team registered improved compliance from companies operating in the area. The exercise is part of the ORC's mandate to ensure proper registration, renewal of business registration and certificate annually. Here's Assistant Chief Company Inspector Nana Yeboah.
Very positive outcomes, because on Monday, we started the exercise on Monday, and then we advised some companies on some of the basic things we need to see on their premises. And today when we got in, we saw that some of them have really displayed their certificates. Some of them gave us their books to go through and then know what they are really doing. So the outcome is, for the start, very, very positive.
Have you encountered any company or companies that are yet to renew their registration or their permit in any way?
Yes, like I said earlier on, once we see that, we educate to you on what you are supposed to do, the yearly mandate that you are supposed to do. That's what we see. Some, most of them too, have actually complied with what we ask them to do.
Nana Yeboah is the Assistant Chief Company Inspector speaking there. Now, the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, NIT, has intensified its effort to attract the informal sector economy onto the pension scheme. The trust is therefore providing platforms for such individuals to enroll in the scheme. Deputy Managing Director Michael Addo disclosed to Joy Business at the opening of a Made in Ghana exhibition organized by the Trust in Accra.
The self-employed is a huge and an important economic giant within the Ghanaian business architecture. Unfortunately, they are heavily underrepresented in the pension sector. So we've come over the years having understudied that, realized that we need to find a way to bring them in. So we have made a concerted effort to enroll the self-employed, get them in and be part of the SNIT informal scheme. So that's the reason why we're going after the self-employed. Well, in going after the self-employed, one of the best things to do is to expose them and patronize their products. Because as you expose them and patronize their products, their business do well. And when their business do well, of course, their contribution to the scheme also does well. And then it's a win-win for both parties.
Michael Addo is Deputy Managing Director of SNIT. Before we go, MTN Ghana says it will be deploying more artificial intelligence to enhance operational efficiency. According to the telecommunication giant, it will use more AI tools to detect and track threats that may arise as a result of fraudulent activities. Speaking to Joy Business at an MTN Business Roundtable Africa 2024 conference, Chief Information Officer Bernard Akwa said his outfit is keen on driving business value through data and AI.
I think our main focus on AI within MTN Ghana right now is on operational efficiency. So areas where we can use more automation to enhance our work so that we can focus us as people into more creative jobs. That's really where our focus is right now. But we're looking to extend it to do more to understand our customers better and serve them better. It's going well. It's going well so far. I mean, we use the tools to understand better what potential fraudsters will do. Yeah, before they actually perpetrate some of these frauds. But it's much more wider than that. There's a lot more to the fraud exercise. So it's an ongoing exercise to enhance the AI model.
Bernard Akwa is Chief Information Officer at MTN Ghana. Ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van right after this break.
Across Africa, a new era has begun. Shifting our focus to a new horizon, connecting us with one purpose: to create and share opportunities to grow. A pan-African future. together. Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa.
Hello and welcome to the Joy Business Brand, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? We have seen and heard stories of many people who had graduated from the university but couldn't secure jobs after school. Theophilus Asifu Awaji didn't want that to be his story. Although he was pursuing a degree in social work and sociology at the University of Ghana, he acquired an extra skill in welding. Now, he has started his own business, Age Engineering Manufacturing.
Theophilus discovered he could do much more. After acquiring a bit of training and doing his own research, Theophilus got to work. He had designed machines with boxes. Now he had to really make them. He had just completed national service.
I started purchasing one or two tools from my national service money. That was during the period when I was doing national service. Because I knew now finding a job is difficult. There is one thing that my uncle told me when I was, I used to visit, told me that you have to, don't finish school and come and stay in the house and be crying. Find out what illiterates are doing that is making them money and do some and add class to it. That is the whole essence of your education.
Unemployment is a major challenge in Ghana. Only about 10% of all university graduates gain employment in public service annually. Many left without hope. There is promise in technical and vocational education, but little investment has been made in that sector.
Throughout my study in school, I was thinking about it because I've had friends who had completed and they were struggling with jobs. So I felt it was expedient for me. Now that I can build, you know, machines with boxes, why don't I push it a little bit further and then really build a machine and see.
It was not a smooth beginning.
When you see the first prototype I built, that was a cassava grinding machine. If you see the caricature I did, I was seriously surprised. Everyone was laughing at me. And then they said, we told you that there is no way you will be able to build this thing. You think building a machinery is the same as building same machinery boxes. So I built a cassava grinding machine and I didn't like the shape at all. I wasn't having a square then, so all the, you know, the dimensions and all that, I didn't get it right. It was looking like a caricature.
Theophilus had to go back to his uncle, the welder, to improve his skills.
So he taught me all the skills I needed to do. And I came back and then I actually knew how to build the machine in my imagination. But then putting it in practice, I've not done it before. So it took, I think, a month before I was able to build my first prototype. And then I put engine on it. It was working perfectly. And all the people that used to put at me, they were now, you know, trying to gain interest in what I was doing because I was successful in building the first prototype. So I built a cassava grinding machine. That was the first prototype I built.
With success chalked, Theophilus was ready for business. But how viable was this going to be?
I realized that if I should build this machinery, a lot of people will purchase. And with the fufu milling machine and the cassava grinding machine, I am not the first person to produce it. There are a lot of guys who are producing some in timber markets. And most of these people, when they produce it, they give it to machinery merchandising companies. So I went there, I did my due diligence. I asked them about how fast, you know, these machines that they buy from manufacturers, they go. And they told me that a lot of people actually buy it. So I also did few research, read a lot around it, and then I decided that these are the kind of machinery that I wanted to produce.
Theophilus discovered an even bigger challenge impacting the country's agri sector, post-harvest losses. A report published by the Danish embassy in 2023 shows that the value of food losses and waste in Ghana is estimated at $1.9 billion per annum.
So that was where I gained interest in developing a threshing machinery for the large section of the underserved market segments who are into agriculture, who do not really have the means to purchase you know, these humongous machineries that are, or treasures that are on the market. So the aim was to add threshing machineries to the production so that we will have machines that are professionally designed of high quality standard and economical as possible for this large section of underserved, you know, farmers who uses primitive mechanisms or traditional means in threshing their cereal.
Theophilus converted a portion of his home into a production facility. Next time, we get insight into what production entails.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.